Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you. Welcome back. That's Shocking Blue bringing this back. Little Venus. Pretty good song. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Having a great visit with our good friend, Jeffrey Zabar. Jeff is the Chief Home Officer. He is the Got Words guy and the author of Safe at Home, the author of Home Office Know-How. Starting to get the picture. He's our micropreneur. And when it comes to technology, just an amazing wealth of little known and less cared for facts. Right, Jeff?
Little known, maybe less cared for. I don't know about that, but we're going to make them more cared for in the next 20 minutes.
So we turn to Jeff for our micro tech stuff. What's the news, Jeff?
Well, I got to tell you, and for many people, for the smarter tech users out there, this may be, you know, no news at all. But think about this. We've been talking about technology. We talk about the different tools that we have in the home office, whether we're talking about our desktop, a laptop, a tablet, our smartphone, and the things that we work with these days. You know, think about, for example, recently I needed somebody to PDF a document, to turn a document into a PDF.
All right, just in case somebody doesn't know what a PDF is.
There you go. PDF is a way of turning a Word document or some other document into an image file that's called a PDF. That's what
and ideally the best purpose is, number one, is it travels connected. It doesn't break apart when it travels. And the people on the other end, for the most part, can't alter it.
Yeah, exactly.
You would send a contract. If you want to have a contract signed and you didn't want anybody messing with it, you just send them a PDF instead of the Word file.
They can't go and they can't edit it unless, you know, it's when it's at final
stage.
It is
possible to do it, but the idea is that you're not supposed to. So go ahead.
The rank and file cannot, and you're not supposed to, right? So I needed someone to send me a document. They're like, well, that's going to require me to take out my printer, I don't have the software loaded, I gotta do this, I'm like, just download an app. I use one called Cam Scanner, but you know, there's a number of apps. You just go into the App Store or Google Apps on your Android phone and you download an app that'll shoot a picture and turn whatever that document is, it can even be a photograph, turn it into a PDF.
So just take your smartphone and take a photo of the page, and that page becomes a PDF.
And you save it as a PDF. You can save it in any number of different formats.
You send multiple, if they're three pages, you send three.
You can either do, it's called, well, there's two options, single or batch. Batch is a multi-page document or a single document. But my accountant, you know, it's tax season just ended. My accountant's like, you know, I need a W-2 for your wife. So I take it out, and I can fax it to her. But and you know, a lot of organizations have faxed a PDF. So if you
That's handy as a pocket on a shirt, isn't it?
I tell you what, it's something that I have, and I haven't scanned a document. I have a scanner sitting here. I haven't scanned a document to PDF in I don't know how long because I just launched the app on my phone, and then it resides on your phone, so then you have to do something with it. So you can email it, you can send it as a text file, you can upload it to your cloud.
Think about the disruption, folks. I always like sticking this in there. Think about the disruption of this for people who make scanners.
Seriously.
So when I talk about where's your next competitor coming from, this is an example of what I'm talking about. The disruptions that are happening.
Yeah, and the key is that, look, you know, I'm not scanning. I'm not a bank or a law office that's scanning, you know, dozens or scores of multi-page documents every day or every week. You know, in that case, I have to think about the reality of how it's going to work. But for someone like me who might use this app, you know, I might use it five times in 1 week, and I might go five weeks without using it.
Right.
But it's there, it's easy, and there are so many different apps out there that we think about or don't think about.
Well, you can do the same thing with expense accounts.
Absolutely.
There are expense account apps that you scan it and you take a picture of the thing, and the photograph capture is in the app that then goes into your file, and I'm pretty sure it immediately uploads it to the company's, you know, like an engine somewhere, you know,
to the database or to wherever it has to go to for the accounting for the bean counter. Or it does it for you. If you're a small business owner, you use one of those apps in order to track your own expenses.
Yep.
Go straight into your, whether it's your Quicken or whatever, you know, because a lot of these applications, a lot of these financial accounting, you know, and small business accounting applications have their own scanner apps. Mm-hmm. So it, and it, and
Expensables.
It
Expensables is one I think I know about. Expensables.
There you go. So, you know, it's a matter of thinking. You talk about disruption. For us, it's sort of the evolution of how to run our businesses better, how to be smarter about the way we do things. And I got to tell you, the one that I use for the PDF, it's free. So, you know,
well, and these are things that help small business owners get going, get themselves out of the ground with as little capital as they do now. I mean, can you imagine if we'd had these kinds of handy tools? It was 27 years ago when we started our business, Jeff.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine? I mean, I was paying $1,000 for a megabyte of memory back in those days.
Right.
Now you buy it's $3 for a 15 gig on a thumb drive or something.
Yep.
So,
absolutely.
I mean, we've so far. How far have we come in 25 or 26 years?
It's amazing what's happened,
shocking.
and it's continuing. And
so, folks,
you know,
take advantage of these things.
Yep.
Take advantage of these things. It can help, especially if when you're small and every penny is precious. Hey, Jeff, I need a website again, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com or GotWords.com.
Good job, Jeff. Come back soon.
Always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
See you next time. Jeffrey Zabar. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Jeff joined us, and so we did. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blackson, Game. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Here is Mr. Mellencamp. Take us out.
Yeah, the things are so cute when they got you in bad condition.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.